C.D. DeSalvo with Southwind Broadcasting. It's our weekly visit with USD 457. And instead of Roy Cessna this week, we're speaking with Garden City High School Drama Department members. It's Riley Matheny, Maddie Stout, and Ethan Duncan here today to talk about Puffs, which the High School Drama Department will be presenting. It's a new comedy. And so whichever one of you wants to talk about Puffs and kind of what the overall story is and what the play is about. So this is Ethan.
So Puffs is pretty much about, like, it's Harry Potter, but it's like making jokes of all the flaws and all the mistakes and stuff like that in the movies and books. And it's from the perspectives of three Hufflepuffs instead of like the yeah. So it's like the underdogs in the story, and so and they're just trying to go through the year knowing that a certain character is everything is about him, and so yeah.
And anybody that's watched or read Harry Potter has at one point probably wondered, what happens to the other kids? there's a bunch of other kids in this school. What's going on with them? Riley, we'll start with you. What is your role in this play?
So we all have a few characters besides Ethan over here. My main role is the second headmaster, which is like the joke is that, well, no, that's not really a joke, but Dumbledore, the person who played Dumbledore, passed away after the second movie. So they had a new actor come in to play him, so I'm the second Dumbledore to come in. And so that's my main role.
And Riley, how long have you been involved in the drama department?
This is my first year. I'm very lucky to have been so successful my first year, so...
And what's kind of been the highlight for you for preparing for this play?
I love how close this cast has become and how just we were all friends to begin with, but we grew even closer.
All right, and Maddie Stout joining us. Maddie, what is your role in Puffs?
My two main characters are Hannah and Xavier Jones. Hannah's a sort of like an awkward Puff. She doesn't really understand that. She's like, people are making fun of her for being a Hufflepuff. And so she's kind of just there, making things weird. And then Xavier is one of the antagonist roles. And so she is a part of Voldy's Death Eaters. And so she's trying to save her daughter and convince her daughter to come join her.
And Maddie, how long have you been involved in the drama department?
I've been involved with the high school theater all 4 years of high school. So
since you've been involved for quite a while, what's kind of stood out about this play that's been different than the other ones?
I've normally done a bunch of musicals. This is probably my second play I've done. So it's been different not having to learn music and having to focus more on my lines versus like developing a character through a song. It's had to be through scenes and with other people.
All right, and back to Ethan. Ethan, talk about your role in this play.
So my role is Oliver Rivers. He's one of the, I guess, main three characters, and he's like the nerdy type. He moved to England to go to Oxford, even though he was 11. And that's where he got his letter to go to a certain school of magic and magic. And he's a below average wizard, so he's not very good at magic, but... Yeah, so...
I've been waiting on my letter for 20 years.
Yeah.
Ethan, how long have you been involved in the drama department, and what's been a highlight of preparing for this play for you?
Well, I've been doing drama since fifth grade, but I only started here last year because I moved from liberal to here, and so Newsies was my first musical, and then this is my first play here. But just a highlight is I've been having so much fun just with the group, and we've been growing so close, and it's like, it's definitely very close friends.
And so this, play taking place coming up here, later this week. So, Maddie, if you want to give the dates and times and how people can watch. And just want to remind people that masks will be required for all audience members that go to the auditorium at Garden City High School campus to watch this play. But what are some dates, times, and how can people get tickets?
The dates for the show are Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th, and Sunday the 25th, Friday and Saturday at 7, and then Sunday at 2:30. Tickets will be available at the doors, $5 for students and $10 for adults.
All right, that's Riley, Maddie, and Ethan joining us this morning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.